Right now, we want to bring in Keith Pompey, 76ers writer for Philly.com. Keith, thanks so much for joining us today.
Hey, man, thanks for having me on the show.
So the Sixers and the Celtics have made the deal. The draft picks have been swapped. I believe the Celtics still have something like 8 picks in the next 3 drafts, so they're still going to run things. But there's no doubt, is there, that Markelle Fultz is going to be the guy that Philadelphia picks. And what does that mean for the Sixers lineup, in particular Ben Simmons?
I think it's great for the Sixers lineup, in particular Ben Simmons. And the reason being is because, you know, you need a guy on the floor with Ben Simmons who can shoot the ball. You also need a guy on the floor with Ben Simmons who's comfortable moving off the ball, you know, in certain scenarios. And of all the players in the draft, you know, he was the best fit for doing that. So I think that this is a great pickup.
Now, what type of an impact, and I guess for folks in Toronto, this will be kind of the underlying part of this. What impact does that have on any interest the Sixers might have in Kyle Lowry?
Well, I think that, you know, I think that it will probably, I mean, I'm just assuming right now, mm-hmm. that it will probably lessen it a little bit. Like, you know, there's always going to be interest, you know, but I think it comes to a point in time where, you know, if you're going to have 2 young guys and both of them you're saying are going to be point guards, you know, it's basically wasting Kyle Lowry's time and being a waste. Maybe the Sixers may feel bringing him in here. You know, mm-hmm. he's in the prime of his career who you want to get on the floor. You know, you're not going to trade up 2 picks to have someone come off the bench. You know, so I think it's one of those things where, you know, it may be best for Kyle to go in a different direction.
So the 76ers get Fultz. What's the next step, you think, for this team? Where's the next likely move?
In regards, like, they do need still, even though, you know, Kyle, like we talked about, you know, just because from a positional standpoint and because Kyle is, you know, an all-star, he's not like a veteran point guard on his downside. Mm-hmm. I think that the Sixers would be, you know, it would be great for the Sixers to, let's say, go get someone, you know, who is going to sit in the backdrop and so to speak, and tell them, hey, look, this is how you play in the NBA. This is what you do. Someone who's not, you know, concerned about minutes, but someone who wants to be a coach, you know, in the locker room, so to speak. I also think that you can never have enough, you know, shooters on this team.
Right.
If they can get a stretch 4, you know, I think that would benefit them a lot. Now, I know that, you know, Ben Simmons is, you know, they're going to try him out at point guard. You know, if Markelle Fultz is great, I can see them saying to Ben, like, hey, we may want you to go back to power forward. However, I think that, like, a guy like a Gallinari out of Denver would be a great addition for him because he's someone who can play the 4 and he's someone who can stretch defense.